We're doing the Ran, we're up to the 11th speech. The Ran had been discussing this idea of the responsibility of the High Court to interpret the Torah, and the Medrash that even if the High Court says on something that's right that it's left, on something that's left that's right, even if I think they're wrong, I'm supposed to work with the system the way they interpret it. And then the Ran quoted the story of Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel, that on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yoshua thought, according to his understanding, it should be Yom Kippur today. But the High Court, under the ruling of Rabbi Gamliel, ruled that Yom Kippur was a day earlier. And so Rabbi Yoshua adhered to the rulings of the High Court. And on the day he thought it was Yom Kippur, he traveled to Rabbi Gamliel and he brought his money belt and his staff. Because we work with the system that the Torah is supposed to be interpreted by the leadership. And if the High Court rules one way, or if it's the G'dolei Ador, the leaders of the generation that rule one way, then that's how Hashem wanted me to adhere to the Torah. That's the system the Ran had been developing after the Ran discussed the responsibilities of a judge, the responsibilities of a king, the responsibility of the High Court, the responsibility of the courts when there is no kingship. Now the Ran went into this idea of interpreting the Torah, and we move on. Vehu Umram, says the Ran, we're on page Tav Lamed Dalet, and this is what our sages taught, Bereish Chagiga, in the beginning of Tractate Chagiga. Shema Tomar, maybe you'll say, Ho'il v'alalu metamin v'alalu metaharin. We look at Talmud, we look at Mishnah, we see so many opinions. These rabbis say, it's pure. These rabbis say, no, that's defiled. These rabbis say, it's permissible. Those rabbis say, no, that's prohibited. A person might say, says the Talmud, how could I learn Torah? There are different opinions here. Talmud lomar, that's why the Torah tells us, nitenu meroe echad. Hashem says, all the Torah, even the multiple opinions, were all given from one shepherd. That shepherd, Moshe Rabbeinu, that leader of the Jewish people, well, he taught us all these things from the master of all actions, Shenemar. That's what the verse indicates. In the beginning of Shmos, it says, Hashem said all these things. What's all these things? It means that incorporated into the Torah that we were given was the capacity to interpret the Torah in multiple ways. We don't say that if two rabbis have two opinions, well, one of them is learning Torah and the other one's wasting his time because he's got it wrong. If they have the tools and they have the system and they're working within this system, so it takes many years to learn our traditional system. But when they're working within the system, so then you have to realize that their conclusions are within the realm of Torah. We have multiple possibilities of how to interpret the Torah. And the rabbis are supposed to work hard to figure out what's right. And after they've had the proper tradition, the proper training, and they've worked hard to interpret it, well, then their opinion falls within the confines of Torah. It's not that, we rule like Beit Hillel. So when you're learning Beit Shammai, you're wasting your time. That's not Torah. Not true. Beit Shammai is also part of Torah, even if I don't rule like them. So the Talmud over there explained, both the opinion that says it's pure or defiled, legitimate or disqualified. There are different opinions on different matters in Torah. You should know, Kulam Amram Moshe Mipi Agvura, Moshe taught us from Hashem all of these opinions. It's not that there's only one way to interpret the Torah. There's a range that God taught us. And He said it's up to the High Court to define how we fall within that range. And that says the Ran, how could it be Hashem taught us all of that? It's like we explained, that Hashem says, I want the court to explain it and reach a conclusion which definition they'll go with. But you're telling me that Hashem taught the Torah with the capacity to rule on certain matters in both opposite directions, pure or defiled. Well, which one is it? Am I allowed to eat the zebu or not? There's this animal that looks like a mix of a cow and a horse. And most of the meat we eat today is that. Is that permissible or prohibited? Well, The rabbis ruled it's permissible. So we're all eating it. What about turkey? So again, the rabbis ruled it's permissible. So we're all eating it. Coming back to the Ran. So the Ran says, imagine when the turkey showed up on the scene. So there were rabbis who said that's permissible and rabbis who said that's prohibited. Wait a second, what did God say? Answer, within the Torah, Hashem gave us multiple multiple conclusions using the laws of derivation. There wasn't only one. The rabbis have to sit down and hash it out together. Which way does the Torah want us to go? And then their conclusion is binding. Hashem says, now go with it. So Moshe Rabbeinu walks onto the scene and he sees that on the day that Aaron's two children died, the other children, Elazar and Isamar, were told, eat the sacrifices of the day. Today is the inauguration of the Mishkan. Eat the sacrifices of the inauguration. So Moshe Rabbeinu walks onto the scene and he sees that the sacrifice of Rosh Chodesh, it was the first of Nisan, they didn't eat, they burnt it. So he asks Aaron's two children, he says, what'd you do with that sacrifice? They say, we burnt it. So Moshe realizes Aaron gave the instruction to burn it, and Moshe thinks it's a mistake. Moshe doesn't want to yell at Aaron, his big brother, in front of the kids. And so Moshe looks at the kids, like Elazar and Isamar, and he says, why'd you do that? Moshe gets upset at them. You're supposed to eat it. So Aaron steps up to the plate and says to Moshe, can it be that Hashem said to you that I'm supposed to eat the special sacrifices of the day? But the sacrifice of Rosh Chodesh is a classic. We're going to be doing that every Rosh Chodesh. That's not unique for today. Today was the first day we did it. But according to what I understood from you, that's something we're going to be sacrificing every Rosh Chodesh. And there, it falls under the classical rules that when a Kohen loses a relative, well, on that day he cannot eat the holy sacrifices. Can't it be that we were supposed to burn that? Moshe takes a step back and says, you're right. You're right. Blow the trumpets. I want everyone to hear. I said something that was a mistake. My brother Aaron corrected me and he's right. I want everyone to know that's the halacha. Aaron was right. I was wrong. Right? Moshe takes a step back. He says, I was wrong. So sometimes the rabbis will sit together and one rabbi will take a step back and say, you know what? I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. I'm wrong. My first Rosh Hashanah in Kochav Yaakov.
Which pasuk is this, right?
What? Which pasuk is this? This pasuk is when it says Moshe, it says Vayishma Moshe Vayitav Beinav. So on Vayitav Beinav, the Medrash says he had the trumpets blown and the announcements made.
Yeah, where in the pasuk?
Where is it?
That Moshe is
One second. It's in Parshat Shmini, and if I'm not mistaken, it's in the Safra de Beirav in Parshat Shmini. Toras Kohanim on Parshat Shmini. Could be it's in the Yalkut Shimoni, but I think it's in the Toras Kohanim. I'm pretty sure it's in the Toras Kohanim. And you could see that if you want, it's the end of an Aliyah in Parshat Shmini. It's the end of maybe Shlishi or Ravi. It's the last pasuk of the Aliyah. And you can see it in the Malbim on the Torah. The Malbim in his interpretation on the Torah really focused his interpretation on the Medrash Halacha. So if you're having a hard time finding the Torah's Kohanim, it's printed with the Malbim. You see a Chumash which says Malbim on it. So there you'll also see the Torah's Kohanim. And it's the last pasuk of an Aliyah. Ha'itav be'inav. Maybe Ravi, something like that. So I don't want to say what I said, because I don't want you to walk away with a mistake. I was teaching, there may be 100 people in shul. We were having a speech before Tkiyas Shofar, and they needed to make an Erev Tafshilin. And I said, a halacha about what you're allowed to and prohibited to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The crowd looks at me like I'm nuts. And when I finished the speech, people were questioning me. And I said, you know what? I said it by heart. Let me look it up again. I left shul. We finished the meal. And I went looking. And what I discovered was that what I had said was an opinion that I remembered, but there were many opinions that were more lenient, and there was definitely room to be much more lenient than I had said. And had I looked it up before I spoke, I would have been much more lenient than what I said. The people were right for looking at me askantly. They were right. The custom was with the more lenient opinions, and I should have said the more lenient opinions. So the next morning, I got up and I said to the crowd, I just want to tell you what I said yesterday is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. There is such an opinion. But there are many who disagree with him. And the custom is to go with the more lenient opinion. And you guys were right. You should be more lenient. And I want you to make sure, if there are people who aren't present, go tell them. Make sure to tell them. They shouldn't walk away. If they were here yesterday, and they heard what I said yesterday, and they're not here today, make sure to tell them. It didn't work. Because a week later is Sukkot, right? 14 days later is Sukkot. And I visit the Rav of the Yeshuv to wish him a good Yom Tov, and he says, I heard you said this interesting stringency on Rosh Hashanah. I said, I said it, but it was a mistake. I corrected myself the next morning, so that part he didn't get to hear. But we strive for the truth, and that means sometimes we'll stand up and say, I'm sorry, what I said was wrong. And if we don't say that, then says the Ran, if the two rabbis spoke, and they understood one another, and they came to different conclusions. So when you have a high court, you have a conclusion. When you don't have a high court, so then you have two opinions, and they're both legitimate. And so says the Ran, this is all part of the system. The idea that the Talmud says in Tractate Chagiga, Nitenu meroi echad, they were all given from one shepherd. Moshe Rabbeinu taught us within the system of Torah, there's room for multiple opinions. The court has to reach a conclusion which one's right. And when we say one is right, that doesn't mean the other one got it wrong. Sometimes the other one got it wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu got up and said, I made a mistake. It happens once in Torah, twice in Torah. It doesn't happen often. Most of the time, you can have two opinions and they're both legitimate within Torah. Sometimes one made a mistake, and when that happens, they're supposed to get up and say, I'm sorry, gentlemen, I made a mistake. You talk, you discover. But the general approach is there wasn't a mistake here. There was room for two opinions, and that's part of the system the Torah gave us. That's the idea the Talmud says in Tractate Chagiga, Nitinu Miro'e Echad. If we're going to say two people say opposite opinions, you'd think, how could it be they're both telling the truth? How are we going to say that Hashem told Moshe yes and no at the same time? Moshe says, is this permissible or not? And Hashem said, it's permissible and it's not permissible. Does Hashem have questions? It's the way we just said. Hashem said, I'm not telling Moshe. Moshe asked Hashem, is it mutter or not? And Hashem said, the leaders of the generation will decide. I'm telling you, certain things are permissible and prohibited, and other things, use the laws of derivation. Let the rabbis of the generation decide. That's why the Torah says, listen to the high court. That's why we say, their conclusion is binding. It's as though God said it. Why? Because Hashem said, I'm leaving it up to them. So in areas that the Torah does not define, so that's the responsibility of the high court. And this is where we'll pick up next week. What happens if the rabbis reach a conclusion and a heavenly voice comes out and says, I disagree? So that, we have a famous story along those lines. That's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next week.